الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama-i-kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, from the first of Shawwal, we have entered into what is referred to in our Islamic calendar by the fuqaha and the ulama-i-kiram as Ayyamul Hajj, the days of Hajj, the fifth pillar of Islam. Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. He said that the foundation or this edifice or structure of Islam is constructed on five things: the shahadat of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama-i kiram, they put forward an explanation like this. If you look at the five pillars of Islam, they say with shahadat is pehchan, is an introduction. When a person says la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has been introduced to the oneness and the greatness of Allah and the way of life of Janabi Kareem, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The next pillar which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions is that of salah. Ulama-i-kiram say that with salah is marifat, the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aqimis salata li dhikri. Allah ta'ala says, establish salah for my remembrance. So through salah, one's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be developed. The next pillar which Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is that of zakat. If you look, one is introduction, then is development of one's relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as the relationship develops, the next stage of development is what ulama-i-kiram say is muhabbat, love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is acquired to a very large extent by learning to spend in the way of Allah, because our hearts, the psyche of this human being is such that hubb mal, the love for wealth, is very, very great. So if you want the love for wealth to be supplanted with the love for Allah, then we have to learn to sacrifice that wealth in the way of Allah. Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: I find in my heart there is a trepidation, there is a dislike for maut. And what is maut? Death. What is it in reality to the true seeker of Allah Ta'ala? It's jisrun yusilul habib ilal habib. It's a bridge that connects the lover with his beloved. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, do you have wealth? He said, yes. He said, give it away. Send the wealth away. Then what will happen? The heart will follow the wealth. So on the one hand, introduction, then relationship. As this progresses, the third pillar of Islam, this develops into love. And then, Allah Ta'ala in His love, Allah demands exclusivity. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. Those who have iman, their love for Allah is intense. من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. كمال الإيمان. What is the perfection of iman? What is the pinnacle of iman? What is the height of iman? When every other love is because of the love for Allah. Hatred is because of the love for Allah, for anyone. Giving, withholding, everything is motivated by this one primary relationship, that relationship which we have with Allah. This is Kamal-e-Iman. And this is Ish. Ulama-i-Kiram say, through fasting, one will reach this maqam of Ish, where Allah's love supersedes every other love. That is why we find Hadith-e-Qudsi, As-sawmuli, wa ana ajzibi. Allah says, fasting is for me. Fasting is only for Allah. Wa ana ajzibihi. And Allah says, I will reward you for the fast. One nuance in this hadith, we would have heard it before. Ulama say, one way of reading it is, ana ajzibihi. The other way of reading this hadith is, ana ujzabihi. What is the difference? Fasting is for me and I become the return for your fast. I will become yours, you will become mine. Ish. Allah's ish. Now look at it logically. Introduction, relationship, develops into love. And then it develops into ish, the highest level of love. What naturally is the next stage? The next stage is mulaqat, to meet the beloved. To meet the beloved. In a physical sense, obviously, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. There are no comparisons or examples with Allah. This is just for our understanding. Undertake a journey to Darul Habib, to the home of the beloved. Baytullah, Ka'batullah, the fifth pillar of Islam. This occasion of Jumu'ah, my respected brothers, it is impossible to even scratch the surface in a discussion of what fundamentally is one of the pillars and the foundation of Islam. But there are certain, inshallah, points or lessons or asbaq. The warning of the hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there. And unfortunately we find that illa ma sha Allah, that prophecy of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam applies to every one of us. The warning was given that every injunction of Shariat and Deen, the outward mazhara, the outward display of it ostensibly will be there. But as Qiyamah comes closer, the ruh, the jaan, the essence of it will be lost. Ya'ti ala nas, when it comes to Salah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Allah says, if your Salah is Salah, haram will come out of your life. Behayai, shamelessness will come out of your life. If the salah is salah. But Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun yusallun wa la yusallun. He said, a time will come, people will be making salah. Outwardly it will look like salah. It will not be salah. Like that when it comes to Hajj, he said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun tahujju agniya ummati littanazzu wa usatuhum littijara wa fuqara'um lilmas'ala wa qurra'um lirriya'i wa sum'a. He said, a time will come upon my ummat for the rich people, Hajj and Umrah will become a holiday. For the middle classes, it will become a commercial enterprise. For the poor people, it will become a begging expedition. And even the qurra, the scholars, for them Hajj will become a show of expedition. Certain sheikh made so many Hajj, so many Umrah. I went for so many Hajj, I did this, I did that. What is the message? The essence, the ruh, the jaan, the life of the amal will have come out. And when the life of an amal comes out, then the promises of Allah, the benefits which Allah has kept in that amal, that also will be lost. So obviously, every one of us every year is not going to go for Hajj. We are living in an ajeeb zamana and period. with this coronavirus and conditions on the world platform. Then you got certain organizations, you got certain governments and their mindsets, political forces pulling from different directions. Unfortunately, as an ummah, today we are, the essence of deen has become obliterated. The shauq, the essence of hajj is not there. The talab and desire is not there. The talk of it has come out also. I didn't get accredited. So, carry on my life. No, my respect. Ayyamul Hajj. The day, the Quran. How many verses of the Quran Allah has devoted to this great pillar of Islam. The rich heritage in the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This amal is such an amal that it is unique in the sense that every Nabi of Allah went for Hajj. So it is important. Let us revisit this. Even if we are not going now, even if we have made our farz Hajj, let us revisit. Take the asbaq, take the lessons. Because primarily, there are certain unique aspects when it comes to Hajj that we will not find in the other pillars of Islam. For example, in the whole Quran, you won't find Surah As-Salah. There's no Surah As-Sawm. There's no Surah As-Zakat. Allah has not devoted one surah. This name is not there. There is no surah by the name of the other pillars of Islam. But in the Quran, we find Suratul Hajj. Allah has given an entire surah this name, Suratul Hajj. When Allah Ta'ala made salah farz, look at the wording of Quran, Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Salah is farz. Aqimu salah, establish salah. Salah is farz. Zakat, atu zakah. Zakat is farz. Khudh min amwalihim sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakihim biha wa salli alayhim. When it comes to fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum. Fasting is prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the nations before you. Fasting is farz. When it comes to making Hajj farz, look at the mode, look at the expression of Quran. Even if you don't understand Arabic, listen to this again. Aqimu salah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Salah is farz. Atu zakah. Khud min amwalihim sadaqata. Sadaqatan tutahhiruhum wa tuzakihim biha. Zakat is farz. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Kama kutiba ala al-ladina min qablikum. Fasting is farz. When it comes to Hajj, walillah, ala al-nas, hijjul bayt, man istata'a ilayhi sabila, wa man kafara, fa inna allaha ghaniyun alil alameen. Look at, even if you don't understand Arabic, salah, zakat, fasting, Allah does not bring His name. When it comes to Hajj, walillah. Allah brings His name. What is this walillah? Mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran, have written volumes on this. It's not even possible for us to even attempt to explain the mitas, the ecstasy, the maza in this expression. Walillah, this lam. Walillah, only for Allah. Allah's bulawa has come. Allah's call has come. Allah's invitation has come. When you get one invitation, what happens? First thing you're worried about, especially if it's something prominent, call to Parliament House or call to certain club. Today that has become important to us, these associations. My dressing has to be right. My mindset has to be right. I have to prepare myself properly. My coming, my demeanor, my manner in that gathering has to be such that my appearance or my association with that is accepted. Walillah, Allah's bulawa has come. Are you ready to go? Have you prepared yourself such? Do you even realize where you are going? Whose darbar, whose court is it? Are your earnings halal? Have you clothed yourself with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? You are going to that place and that land upon which every Nabi of Allah walked. The riwayat of Allama Munziri rahimahullah, he says, Adam alayhi salam made 1,000 pedal hajj, walking hajj. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on his hajj journey when he passed Juhfa, he says, I can visualize Musa alayhi salam in Juhfa shouting out the labbaik. You are going to that place. That place. Every Nabi of Allah walked upon that land. The ushaq of Allah, the beloved of Allah, those who gave their lives for Allah, they shed their hot tears on that land. This is that section of the earth which rose up first before the rest of this entire earth. This is Baytullah, this is Kaabatullah, this is that place that contains Allahu Akbar, the very life essence of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Example, I'm digressing. Hajarul Aswad. Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Nazalal Hajarul Aswad minal Jannah. وَهِيَ أَشَدُّ بَيَاضًا مِنَ اللَّبَنِ وَلَكِنْ سُوَّدَتُ خَطَايَا بَنِي آدَمٍ. He said, Hajarul Aswad is not from this dunya. It is from Jannat. So that stone is not of this earth. It is from Jannat. When it came down, it was whiter than milk. He said, Nabi Pak Sahasam said, the sins of Bani Adam, the sins of humanity blackened and caused Hajarul Aswad to become black. Otherwise it was whiter than milk, and it is from Jannah. Allah gives you that opportunity today. They cordoned it off. Like I said, I'm not going into political associations. But Allah gives you that opportunity to place your lips on the Hajar Aswad. Where are you placing your lips? Where are you placing your lips? You are placing your lips on the one spot of this earth that you can take qasam upon Allah that the Mubarak lips of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam touch. That's what. What price tag can you put on this? Hajarul Aswad, Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yameenullahi fil ard. He said it is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Yusafihu biha ahadakum. يُصَافِحُ بِيَا عِبَادَهُ كَمَا يُصَافِحُ أَحَدُكُمْ أَخَاهُ. Allahu Akbar. Literal translation. Like I said, Allah is above such. These are not physical meanings. This is spiritual meanings. Literally translated, Allah's Rasul said, the Hajarul Aswad is the right hand of Allah on this earth. Like you shake the hand of your friend, Allah shakes your hand through the Hajarul Aswad. Allah shakes the hand of his slave. What is the analogy? When you walk in the darbar of a king or ruler, what you do? You bow on your knees. You bow down before him and you plead allegiance. Ulama ikram give an ajib interpretation of this hadith. They say in alame arwah, the land of the souls, when all the souls were gathered, wa idha akhadha rabbuka min bani adama min zuhurihim wa dhurriyyatahum ala ashadi mala, the verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala says, all the souls of humanity were gathered in alame arwah, and the question was put, alastu bi rabbikum, alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Am I not your Rabb? Everyone said, Rabbunallah, Rabbunallah. What is Rabbunallah? Inna alladhina qalu Rabbunallah thumma istaqamu fala khawfun alayhim wala hum yahzanun. Allah says, those who say Rabbunallah, my Rabb is Allah, and then they live their lives according to the dictate of that declaration. Allah is Rabb, Allah is Malik, Allah is Khaliq, my Allah owns me, my life belongs to Allah, every movement of my limb and the command of Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, this is istiqamah. What will happen? فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. They will never fear, they will never have grief. Dunya is made, akhirat is made, they are jannatis. This is Rabbunallah. Allah asked that question to the souls, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, am I not your Rabb? Everyone said, Rabbunallah, bala, Allah, you are our Rabb. Ulama say that ahad which you and I took in the land of the souls was written down, and that paper on which it was written down was put inside the Hajar-e Aswad. So that when you make istilam of Hajar-e Aswad, when you make istilam of Hajar-e Aswad, you are reaffirming that covenant and that oath you took before you even came to this dunya, that Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. Ya Allah, you are my Rabb. This is a renewal of that. This is what it means, that Allah shakes your hand through the Hajar-e Aswad. Hazrat Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the Hajar-e Aswad has that ruhani taqat and power to seal your heart on the jazba with which you will make istilam. You're not going to an ordinary place. You're not going to an ordinary place. Hajar-e Aswad seals your heart on the jazba with which you will make istilam. So he said, be very, very careful. If even in that place you have the jazba of dunya, Allah protect you, Allah protect me. Even in that place you go with the jazba of dunya, when you make istilam, the Hajar-e Aswad will seal your heart on the jazba of dunya. In other words, walillah, digressing, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is tawaf? Tawaf is an imitation. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allahu Akbar, this is Quran. وَتَرَى. Allah doesn't say malaika making tawaf around my arsh, no. Allah says you will see the malaika. وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ. My malaika perpetually are making tawaf around my arsh. When you will make tawaf on the earth, you are imitating those malaika. You are imitating those malaika. And when you're walking on that ground in that tawaf, you are putting your qadam, your foot on the same spot that my Nabi walked, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anbiya alayhimu salam walked. Sahaba walked. Tabi'een walked. Ashaq of Allah walked. The awliya of Allah walked. By Padiya Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Allah fill his qabr with noor, he would say, at least, come when you are walking there, have this in your heart, that Ya Allah, today you have given this napak banda, you have given this napak banda the opportunity to put his foot on that same spot that your true servants walked on. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq to bring my life according to their life. At least have that. At least have that. What is Allah giving you? The riwayat of Munziri rahimahullah. When a man makes istilam of Hajar-e Aswad, starts his tawaf, Allah's rahmat starts raining down upon him. Raining down upon him. On every step that he takes, every step, 70,000 good deeds are written down. 70,000 sins are wiped away. 70,000 ranks are raised. He's given the opportunity to make sifarish and intercession of 7 of his family members. And when he completes that tawaf and makes 2 rakats of salah, Allah gives him the reward as if he freed a slave from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salam, an Arab slave. Such a place. Someone came to Fuzail bin Ayaz rahimahullah. And he said, Inni uridul hajj. Inni uridul hajj. He said, I desire to perform hajj. Fa'usini. Give me some advice. Allahu Akbar. What does he say to him? He says, Shammir izaraka fit talab. Shammir izaraka fit talab. Tie your lungi. Tie your lungi. It's not sahuk. It's not an organization. It's not your bank balance by Allah's qasam that has given you this bulawa. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who will go for Hajj and those who will go for Umrah, no organization has accredited them. No bank balance has given them that airfare. No system of this world has allowed them. Wafdullah. They are the delegation of Allah. They are the guests of Allah. That's why those who have been, Allah take us again and again. Those who haven't been, Allah open the way. You will see You will see they have banners, posters. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Welcome to who? Biduyufir Rahman, to the guests of Allah. To the guests of Rahman, who has extended this invitation. Al-Hujjaj, Wal-Ummar, Wafdullah. They are Allah's delegation. They are Allah's people. And what happens? Yu'tihim ma sa'alu. Whatever they will ask Allah, Allah will give it to them. Yu'tihim ma sa'alu. Wa yastajibu lahum ma da'u. Whatever dua they will make, Allah will accept it for them. One person was making tawaf in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ighfir li fulan ibn fulan. Allahumma ighfir li fulan ibn fulan. Oh Allah, what is this? A lot of times I've explained this before. When you make dua, oh Allah forgive so and so, what does it actually mean? Maghfirat is jannat. Maghfirat is jannat. Ya Allah, make this man a jannati. That is what this dua means. Allahumma ighfir li fulan ibn fulan. Oh Allah, make him a jannati. My Nabi says, what did you do now? He said, Ya Rasulullah, my brother who heard that I was coming here told me that between the Rukne Yamani and the Maqama Ibrahim, I must make dua for his maghfirat. My Nabi, sahibul wahi, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahi yuha. Allah says he does not speak of his own desires. Whatever he is telling you is directly from Allah. It is wahi, revelation from Allah. My Nabi says, you are in such a place that dua has been accepted. That man is a jannati. That man is a jannati. Just the dua of this person. That person is not even there. Allahumma ighfir li fulan. Such a place. Yastajibu lahum ma da'u. Whatever dua you make, Allah will answer it, accept it. And further, Allahu Akbar. Today, VIP sends you an invitation. Wedding or whatever function is in some other town, some other province, the air ticket comes. Hotels are booked. Not going into the unnecessary expenditure, but it's expected. Sometimes when you call a person, you get a VVIP guest. In other words, tere baghair ye nahi hoga bhai. If you are not here, not going to happen. You have to be here. You are my special one. So what is understood? Understood, all expenses paid. You have to be here. This bulawa is coming from who? Not from Sahuk. Not from any organization. Not from your bank balance. By Allah's qasam, this bulawa is coming from Allah. This is walillah. This bulawa is coming from Allah. So what happens? The shan of Allah. Allahu ajwadul ajwad. There is no one more generous than Allah. Allah says, yukhlifu alayhim ma anfaqu. My Nabi says, every cent that you will spend for that Hajj and Umrah journey, Allah is going to give it back to you. Allah will give it back to you. Allah will give it back to you, and not give it back to you according to your shan. Give it back to you according to His shan. Dirham, be alf dirham. For every dirham you will spend, my Allah will give you 1 million back. My Allah will give you one. My respected brothers, this is, I am nothing, but honestly, every time Allah gives the opportunity, every time I always have this in my heart, this particular hadith. Even now, Allah took me in Ramadan for 1 or 2 days. I look at that majma, and Allah's qasam, every time we see this, you will see people, that it will enter your heart. How is this? The poverty of the man is emblazoned. Sometimes physically, you wonder how this man got out of his bed. He can't even walk straight. Elderly, old women, dressed, their clothing tattered and torn. Expenses upon expenses, condition upon condition. Governments are putting, obstacles are coming one after the other. Yet you'll see not one, you'll see thousands like that, that you'll ask yourself, forget Kaabatullah, how did this man even leave his village in some town where he came from? How is it even possible that he is here? Which accreditation, which bank balance, which money brought this man here? It's not you and I. This is walillah. Allah will show us till qiyamah this walillah. Take your zihn out of asbab and means. It is Allah. It is Allah. It is Allah. It is His house. They can put 1,000 obstacles. If the sincerity is there, get on that musalla and cry, because this journey, in reality, walillah, is not a physical journey. It's not a physical journey. Ulama say, Sayrul qulub, sayrul qulub, ablagh min sayril abdan. This journey is a journey of the heart. 5 times every day, just now you will stand up for salah. Where are you facing? Where is this heart supposed to go? What is the direction? They say, Sayrul Qulub, the journey of the heart is more ablagh. Ablagh is more important, more conducive than the physical journey. Kam min wasilin. Kam min wasilin bi badanihi ila al-bayt wa qalbuhu munqati'un an rabbil bayt. How many people physically Allah has taken them again and again? How many people physically, bodily, they have reached Kaabatullah, but even for 1 second their heart is not connected with the Rabb of Kaabatullah. Wa kam min qa'idin fi baytihi ala firashihi وَقَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَى. How many people there are, true bandas of Allah. Allah made it such. Sometimes Allah wants to see the talab, so Allah doesn't open the way immediately. How many they are sitting thousands of miles away, in their houses, on their beds, with the shock of Allah, with the love of Allah, with the ishq of Allah. Spiritually, their hearts are already at Kaabatullah. Bodily, they are thousands of kilometers away. قَلْبُهُ مُتَّصِلٌ بِالْمَحَلِّ الْأَعْلَى. Wherever their hearts are connected with Allah. Fortunately, I've run out of time. I'll terminate on one incident like this. Malik bin Dinar, rahimahullah. He says, I was once on Hajj journey. I saw a young man. We reached the miqat. Reaching the miqat. That is the time you are going to what? Now make the niyat. Tie the ihram. That is not just, it's not 2 cloths that you are tying. You are taking off your sewn clothing, putting on the 2 cloths. Ulama say you are taking off. You are taking off the clothing of your life and you are putting on your kafan. Certain things become prohibited to you at that time. What we call the laws of ihram. They say at that time, make this intention that you are severing your ties with everything that Allah has made haram. And you are going to the house of that being, whatever pleases him now for the rest of your life is going to become your mode. They say that ghusl that you take before you put on that ihram is in fact the ghusl that is given to the mayyit. The 2 rakat salatul ihram is your own janazah salah. This is when hajj becomes hajj. This is when hajj becomes hajj. That is why Fudail bin Ayaz, he said, Shammir izaraka fit talab. Shammir izaraka. This person said, Inni uridul hajj. I'm going for hajj. Give me advice. He said, Shammir izaraka fit talab. Tie yourself in the preparation, in the search for where you are going. And one dhur. Allahu Akbar. There's no language that can translate this advice. The effect of it was Fuzail bin Ayaz, when he gave this advice, rahimullah, he fell down unconscious. The one giving the advice fell down unconscious. He said, "Wanzur ila ayna tadhhab wa ila man tadhhab." He said, "Consider where you are going and to who you are going. Consider where you are going and to who you are going. Whose darbar? Whose house? Which place is this? What is the history behind it? What is the nizam of Allah that we cannot see that is happening with Kaabatullah? Consider where you are going." And then walillah, Quran says walillah. What does this walillah mean? One meaning mufassirin give. You are going. Is your coming acceptable? Is it pleasing? Is Allah happy by your coming there? Malik bin Dinar says people were calling out, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. This youngster was reticent, he's keeping quiet, he's not reading the Labbaik. Malik bin Dinar said to him, brother, why are you not reading the Labbaik? He says, Malik, Dhunubul Mutaqaddim. He says,
My life of sins. Your mother and father, you upset them? They'll shut the door on your face, being your mother and father. Whole life of sins. And still he gives the invitation. Whole life of dushmani. Still he gives the invitation. He says, Malik, the blackness of my soul, the jazba of dunya that is in my heart, the countless times that I have disobeyed him, are causing me to pause. I'll say labbaik, and what happens if from that side it comes la labbaik? We don't want you here. Your coming is not appropriate. Malik bin Dinar says, I next saw this youngster on the 10th of Zulhijjah. People were giving qurbani. He was sitting on one side crying. I came up to him. This youngster, Malik bin Dinar, one part I forgot, before he approached him, he could hear this youngster. What was he saying? Ya man tasurruhu ta'at, wala tadurruhu al-ma'asi, habli ma yasurruk, waghfir li ma la yadurruk. He said, oh, that zat and that being, when I obey him, he becomes happy. When I break his commands, I cannot harm him. Grant me that which makes you happy, your obedience. And forgive me that which can never harm you, my disobedience. Then he said, I fear la labbaik will come if I shout out labbaik. Now it is the 10th of Zulhijjah, one corner of Mina. Other people are making qurbani. This youngster is sitting and crying. No qurbani in front of him. Malik bin Dinar says, I approached him. As I came close, I could hear this youngster saying, Allahumma, inna an-nasa qad dhabahu wa taqarrabu ilayk. Oh Allah, the people have given qurbani. Through that qurbani, they have got your qurb and your closeness. وَلَيْسَ لِي شَيْءٌ أَتَقَرَّبُهُ بِهَا إِلَيْكَ. I have nothing, Ya Allah. I have nothing with which I can gain your closeness. سِوَى nafsi, besides my own life. I don't even have a qurbani animal. Ya Allah, make my jaan, make my life the sacrificial animal. فَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي, and accept it from me. Malik bin Dinar says, this youngster said this and passed away on the spot. إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي إِلَيْكَ قَصْدِي رَبَّ الْبَيْتِ وَالْحِجْرِ فَأَنْتَ سُؤَلِي مِنْ حَجِّي وَمِنْ عُمْرِي وَفِيكَ سَعِي وَتَطْوَافِي وَمُزْدَلِفِي وَالْهَدْيُ نَفْسِي الَّذِي يُغْنِي عَنِ الْجَزَرِي. O Allah, Ka'batullah is not the goal. Hajj and Umrah is not the goal. Mina, Arafah, Muzdalifa, Safa, Marwa, Ya Allah, all that is not the goal. Ya Allah, you are the goal. Ilayka qasti. Rabbal bayti wal hijri. You are my goal. You are my maqsad. For me, for you to become mine, for me to become yours. Wal hadyu nafsi,